This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 2, The Covered Call Strategy, a conceptual overview.
The Covered Call Strategy. Let's look at why we do this. Some reasonable questions. Why should I sell covered calls? How do I get started? What should I worry about? And of course, we're going to give you lots of examples. Definition: the covered call strategy consists of buying stock and simultaneously selling calls on a share-for-share basis. So if you're long 100 shares of XYZ stock, how many options could you sell? One. It's a very important point. So you can only do as many options as you have stock. Selling calls against stock that is already owned is known as covered writing. So you could have bought a stock years ago and decided recently, wow, I like this concept. You can sell calls against that too. Remember, covered calls are, it's about buying stock, selling calls. When I teach these seminars all throughout the country, people feel that the risk is to the upside because they're going to lose the stock. That's what you'd want to happen. That's your target selling price. Your worst case scenario is that the stock drops precipitously. So generally, you want to find stocks. Your goal here is to find stocks that 5 or 10 years from now are going to be around are stable companies. That would be one view of looking at the covered calls. Now, of course, all options are based on risk and reward, so the riskier the asset, the higher the premium. So you got to consider that based on your own goals and your own risk tolerances. So why do I sell covered calls? You want to increase the rate of return in your portfolio. So you have assets, maybe they're not moving all that much, maybe they're moving up modestly, and you say, wow, I wouldn't mind selling calls against this. Of course, as I've said before, risk and reward. Okay, if you already have the stock, well, you already have the risk there. Now the risk is that, yes, the stock could get called away from you. So you have to say, am I willing to allow that to occur? You need to think about that. But the forecast for this strategy is a neutral one to moderately bullish. What time frame? Well, it depends on how you look at your stocks. You know, do you base them on, you know, technical analysis? Are you looking at fundamental analysis? I'm going to go through what the best time is. Of course, it's difficult to say for each person, but options lose a lot of value at the end of their life. So normally, a lot of professionals would recommend that you sell options in the latter part of their life or the last month or two, and not go and sell an option that's a leap option that's two and a half year option. Why? Because you're not making that much money. The theta or the time decay of that option is not decaying that quickly. So you want to have that time decay be on your side. Just to go back and think about your goals, remember, if I was so certain that a stock was going to move up dramatically, I could select a better strategy than this. Probably either just buy the stock outright or buy a call. If I was bearish, if I thought the stock was going to drop, well, I surely would not want to be long the stock. So I would come up with another strategy, maybe buying a put or a put spread. So if I'm very bullish or very bearish, this is probably not the best strategy to employ. Why not? Because you make your premium anyway. Where is the greater risk, in the option premium or in the stock premium? Which is greater? Let me digress. Many of us thought we wanted to be long Enron year after year after year, and we didn't. So you got to remember, you got to think about it. And most of us are comfortable being long stocks forever and ever, but you got to also, you need to monitor these things. What I'm trying to teach, the point is that the risk is in the stock. If you're comfortable with the risk in a stock, and many of us were comfortable with the risk in Enron, that's fine. You got to know when you implement a strategy, you're not going to know what the future is going to be, but you need to know what the risk is. And if you know that the risk is in the stock, and you knowingly put the position on, you're fully aware of what can go on, what could go wrong. And you could actually alter your strategy as time goes. Okay, so that's it's a good point, but that also brings out my point of the risk is in the stock. The risk is in the stock. So covered call writing, I got to like my stock. Well, it's not over. If the stock drops precipitously, you could find any stock that used to be trading at X and now it's half X. What do you do then? Well, if it gaps down overnight, there's not much you can do except start to sell the covered calls at a very low price, but you're admitting that you may sell the stock at half the price. This is a dilemma.
Exactly.
I agree. So you got to realize that there is some risk that if the stock drops precipitously, you may want to start to sell calls at that price because you think the stock will stabilize. Hence, the risk is in the stock. That's what we need to know. The risk is in the stock. But it's a great way to increase the rates of return. The one problem is we want to avoid the big losers. This strategy will work very well. All we need to do is avoid losers. I'm talking about large losers. If the stock's down 5 or 8 or 10%, the premium's going to cover that. If you got a stock down 50%, no option premium is going to cover that. So what's my goal? Is to increase the rate of return in stable markets and reduce the stock price risk. How much are we reducing risk? By the option premium, if I had a $50 stock and bought it at 50 and sold a $2 option, I'm reducing my risk by $2. Of course, if I did that over and over, I'd be reducing my risk by more and more. But essentially, when I first put the trade on, I'm only reducing it by that $2. The seller of a covered call, what do we need to know? Well, you have the obligation to sell the stock at the strike price anytime until expiration. Do you have to do that? You can always buy the option back. So options trade, you know, 5 days a week, as long as the market's open, you can buy them anytime, you can sell them at any time. So you're allowed to change your mind. Of course, the perfect scenario, stock goes right to the strike price, and actually 1 penny below, and I get to keep all the money and do it again and again and again. You know the goal. Of course, it's not always going to happen, but you want the stock to go right out at the strike price. So if you bought the stock at 48 and you sold the 50 call, you'd love to see the stock go to 49.99 and die out right there. The seller has to obligate themselves that the stock rises. Yes, they may have to let the stock go, or they could always buy the option back anytime until expiration. And in exchange for accepting the obligation, the seller accepts a premium. Where is this premium determined? Marketplace. So each day, the markets change. The markets are dynamic. The risk is in the stock. If the stock price declines below the break-even point, then you're going to have a loss. So if we have our example, $50 stock, sold an option for $2. My break-even is $48. The profit potential is it unlimited or limited?
Limited.
It's limited, right? Because I'm capping my upside because I'm willing to sell the stock at the strike price. That's the contract that I entered into. Above the strike price, losses from the short call offset profits from the long stock. So if the stock rises dramatically, I'm not a loser. I'm just not going to win anymore. I'm just going to keep that premium that I had. Here's a case study. We have a stock. It's trading at $43.50. You can buy an asset and make a little bit of money before you got to your strike price. If I buy this asset at 43.5, and options are about forecasts, risk and reward, I have to make a forecast. So in this case, I believe the stock is going to trade between $40 and $45. The range in the stock is anywhere from $36.75 to about $50, $49.87. Stock's trading $43.50. The next 80 days, I'm making a forecast the stock's going to be stable. That's my forecast. It could be my broker's forecast, however you determine it. If I wanted to implement an option strategy, what is this about? It's about a moderately bullish strategy. Is this forecast moderately bullish? Yes, it is. So it looks like the covered call strategy would make sense based on this forecast. If I say, well, in the next 80 days, the stock's going to be unchanged, I'm probably, if I'm in the July time frame now, I'm going to look into the October months. That's how many people ask the question, which month should you sell? Well, it depends on your forecast for the stock. It also depends on trying to find a decent premium. So sometimes if there's very little time to expiration, you can't sell the option. There's not much value. So you try to select usually a 1, 2, maybe possibly a 3-month option. You look at you're at the money or slightly out of the money in this case, or an out of the money, but we're going to look at the money. So we're going to look around at the 45 in October, the OCC 45. See what the price of that call trading in the marketplace is at, trading at 230. Stock's trading 43.50. If I enter into this transaction, I'm going to be obligated to sell the stock at 45. So what do I want the stock to do? Go to 45. So I can make $1.50 in the stock. I can make the option premium of 230. $1.50 plus 230. My maximum profit is $3.80. And you possibly could get a dividend. Here, we buy the stock, 43.50, sell the call at 230. Here there is a dividend of 18 cents. So as long as I'm long the stock, I will receive that dividend. If the stock was to go much, much higher, let's say $47, $48, $49, it's possible that it could be called away from you. But if the stock's below, no one's going to exercise the, let's say if the stock's trading at $44.50, no one's going to want to buy it at $45 just to get the dividend. Let's look at a profit and loss table. If we just look at the stock, well, we know we can figure out how much we can make or lose. $43.50 up to $55 is $11.50, and so on. $6.50, $1.50. But that's not your whole trade. You did this in conjunction with the option. What's the best case scenario? Where do we want the stock to go to? 45. So if it's 45 or lower, I get to keep that whole premium. Well, I get to keep the premium anyway, but if you look at the call, what the value of that call is versus what I sell it at, that's how I'm establishing that profit or loss. What's really important is my total profit. Remember, we already established it was 380. You need to know your maximum profit is 380 in this example. You can't make any more. The stock could go to 100. How much do I make? 380. Right? We're capping our upside. How much can I lose if the stock goes to 25? I'm hearing 1620, which is correct. Remember what I said before, the risk is in the stock. If the stock continues to plummet, I'm going to incur further losses. So the risk is in the stock. So as I drop further and further, that option premium is not going to help me anymore. So 620 becomes 1120 at 30, and so on. 1620, 2120, it keeps dropping. Of course, I can't lose any more than 41.20, right? If the stock goes to zero, I could lose 41.20. Of course, that's highly unlikely. But we just always want to know what the worst case scenario is. What the most likely is that the stock's going to be unchanged and I'm going to get to keep the 230. Hopefully, the stock moves up to 45 and I keep the 380. Here's a diagram. In my former career, this is what I did all day long. Is looked at these risk-reward graphs. Basically, it's just a graphic representation of what we just saw before, that we're capping our upside. The downside, of course, we're mitigating losses, but not that much. We're only mitigating it by the premium that we took in. The dotted line is my long stock. So for those of us that just had bought the stock, well, if the stock was to continue to be much higher, we'd have been better off if we didn't sell the call. However, any price below the strike, we're better off if we sold the call. Summary of the concepts. Profits are limited when the stock price rises above the strike price of the call. Early exercise is possible. The risk is in the stock. Hammer that point home. The most important point here is liking the asset that you purchase. So you really want to own that asset because that's where your risk is. Losses occur if the stock price drops below the break-even point. The strategies for a neutral to a moderately bullish forecast. If you're extremely bullish, I could find strategies that would be better. Not to say this wouldn't work. It's just that there are strategies that are better. If you're extremely bearish, this doesn't make any sense at all. You're just going to lose more money because the stock is going to drop a lot more than your call that you sold.
Ready to learn more? Then please download OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 3, focusing on covered calls, return calculations. And remember, if you have an options-related question, call us at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit 888options.com. We're here to help. Podcast number 3, Covered Calls, Return Calculations. This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategy.